just with like your experience in the arts at UC and being an art student there, and I guess I don't really know how to tie this into artworks, but like how was that, like being there as a like African American woman?
The conservatory is an interesting place. It was a very interesting place. The department I was in was, they were preparing people to go to Broadway, is what their goal was. I just loved singing and dancing. And I knew that it wasn't going to look like that for me. And I don't know if you know, but I'm a African American with big boobs, wide hips, and big thighs. So I'm not your typical Broadway style person. So again, when we talk about those walking in two worlds, right, wrong, or indifferent, there was a mandatory class every day for musical theater students, and on many days, the head of the department would get right in front of me as I'm flat on the ground doing my leg extensions and going, "You need to lose weight. You'll never make it." So it was a very tumultuous time for me, as well as I didn't want to join a black sorority, and I didn't, but I joined a sorority. So there was also that was going on, because, you know, campuses, you find your, these days they call it your tribe, you know, you find your group that you groove with, and you hang out, and when you are new to a place, you know, they're trying to, you're finding out who you are, and visiting different groups to see how do I connect here, how do I connect there. And it was a little trying, in all honesty.
Why didn't you want to join a black sorority?
I did not want to walk a line. Do you all know what walking the line is?
Yeah.
So the walking the line is that when you join a African American sorority, there is a bonding that happens that will never be broken from the line. But it means that it's one thought, that everybody who's pledging in that time, everything is about you working as one and getting to the end goal of crossing the pledge line. That wasn't me.